This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Now, a story of Trader Joe's arbitrage. The popular grocer doesn't operate in Canada, which is a business opportunity for Mike Hallett. He runs a Vancouver shop called Pirate Joe's. He says he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars shopping at Trader Joe's in America. He marks up their products a couple bucks and resells them in Canada. Trader Joe's is now suing him. Mike Hallett joins us from his Vancouver store. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mark.
So we will let the courts deal with the legal details because we want to talk about this as a business. Now, you have to take frequent trips to the U.S. You got to buy tons of stuff at the store at retail prices and then truck it all back. Plus, you have all the regular expenses of operating a store. Are you making good money doing this?
Well, you know, I like to change the definition of what good money might be. But, you know, we're doing okay. We're making rent. But, you know, the margins are there. You know, it surprised me when I first looked at it because I, you know, obviously looked at the prices at retail and Trader Joe's and then went across the street in Vancouver and looked at Safeway's prices, you know, and there was a lot of room there. So, and it surprised me.
Now, you, as Trader Joe's, has decided they don't like what you're doing. You have had trouble getting access to stores, been kicked out or blocked. You know, the employees are watching you or anybody working for you. And so how long can you run the business when the company is kind of against what you're doing?
You know, the cat and mouse thing's getting old. I hope that Trader Joe's comes to its senses. But in the meantime, you know, I'm doing what I need to do to stay open. I feel strongly that, you know, what I'm doing in terms of reselling is my unassailable right. And when Trader Joe's puts the squeeze on me, you know, the screws turn clockwise. So I've got to do what I got to do. You know, we don't want to disrupt Trader Joe's commerce. We just want to get in there and shop like you do. And the service that we're providing to, you know, Vancouverites is I think, a valuable one. You know, if you told me I was going to have this conversation a year and a half ago, I would have laughed at you. So here we are.
So what if Trader Joe's came to you and said, we're opening a store in Vancouver. You know better than anyone which of our products sell there. And we want to end the lawsuit and hire you as our consultant. Would you ever work for Trader Joe's?
Oh, absolutely. If that's what they wanted to do, you know, again, anything I can do to help get a Trader Joe's into Canada is kind of, you know, has become my first mission. You know, initially I just thought, hey, I'm going to, you know, play the arbitrage. And then, you know, the heat started and, you know, I'm not the kind of person. If you start telling me what to do, I'm probably going to push back a little bit. So Trader Joe's call me. I'm happy to make this work any way they want to. And I've reached out to them, you know, over the last year and a half saying, look, give me some guidance. Tell me how you want to do this. But, you know, the setup right now is completely unacceptable.
Okay, an offer to resolve this. We'll see if Trader Joe's responds to that. Mike Hallett in Vancouver, thanks very much.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
We called Trader Joe's to see if that proposal would fly. No comment, but the spokesperson was very polite and probably wearing one of those company Aloha shirts they have. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.